Make plans to meet with Mo Ansari on Wednesday, August 15th in the Bay Area. This is your chance to meet the man behind the microphone, get your free asset allocation, and answers to your financial questions. Call 800-388-9700 right now for your free appointment with Mo on Wednesday, August 15th in the Bay Area. Space is limited and times fill up fast, so call right now. 800-388-9700. That's 800-388-9700.
Welcome back, everyone, to Market Wrap. I'm Mo Ansari, and you're tuned in as you've been doing so for over two decades now. And wherever you are, from Miami to Seattle, from California to Rhode Island, and even in Honolulu, and the news stations, Financial News and Talk, AM 1450 KFSD in San Diego, and Financial News and Talk, AM 1510 KSPA in the Inland Empire, North Orange County, and Southern Los Angeles County. You can also pick up the phone, give me a call, 1-888-581-4140, and I will be more than happy to share with you my nearly 36 years of trading experience. But for the next few minutes, hold your calls. We are going to go to our guest line, as we do this time today, every day. And today on our guest line, we have Mr. David Israel. He's the Chief Market Strategist at White Wave Trading Strategies, with over 35 years of experience evaluating shifting markets before executing a trade. White Wave Trading lives by one rule: identify the risk. Make trading decisions based on intelligent risk parameters. White Wave identifies global capital flows across all asset classes, which signal global macro shifts in sentiment and price levels. Mr. Israel, welcome to Market Wrap.
Thank you.
David, thank you for taking the time out today and being with us. First of all, today, did you see a sentiment shift with Mr. Draghi saying, I can talk the talk, but I can't walk the walk, basically? What did you make of today's ECB meeting, and what does it mean for the markets?
Well, I think that it's still a very technical trade.
Okay.
There were a lot of hedge fund guys that all sold a rally at the beginning of the week on Tuesday and sold the failed rally this morning. And, you know, they're going to play a game of chicken with the ECB.
So they're really going to test the ECB and say, you know, you can talk. Talk is cheap, but can they deliver? And they're going to make the ECB either pay up or shut up, basically. That's what they're going to do.
Well, I think that the market's going to be under pressure, and you want to sell the rallies for the short term here until such time as they sort this out.
You know, there's an interesting, you recently wrote a paper titled, Know When to Take the Money, end of quote, in which you spell out three main elements of success. That, let's start with the first element. Hitting more singles than home runs, what do you mean by that? Could you explain that? I've talked about this for years on the radio broadcast, but for the new listeners, tell us what that means. What do you mean by trying to hit singles and not home runs? I mean, home runs are always fun. I mean, they hear the crack of the bat, and the ball goes flying, everybody gets excited, and it feels great. What's wrong with that?
Well, the trouble is that you're always waiting for something to play out that might not happen.
Okay.
And so at White Wave, we write in the morning about what we, a set of parameters and what we're looking at, and we try to define our risk to see if there's something that we want to do.
So you don't worry about what you can make, you worry about what you can lose.
It's always risk first. We always start with where our stop is.
Mm-hmm.
And even if we get stopped out, it's always good to use stops, because then it forces you to reevaluate the premise for even getting into the trade.
You know, David, so many people say, Mo, that's such a negative way of looking at things. You're always looking at why it will not work. Well, why not look at everything from a positive perspective? How much money I'm going to make when I make this trade and all of this wonderful stuff. Why are you being so negative about it?
Well, when markets go into trading periods, and they're last summer we had 12 80 to 100 point moves in the S&Ps
right.
In 6 weeks.
Right.
If you weren't trading, all you were doing is losing money and stressing out. This summer, you know, we topped around the same time this year, and we've been in this back and forth churn where we couldn't even get down to unchanged on the year, and now we're back up towards the higher end of the year, but we're not following through.
Right.
So the bulls want it to go up, the bears won't think it should go down, and nobody's making money.
Everybody is getting, all these traders who one day say, oh, it's the end of the world, and they go short, and the next day, you know, Draghi comes out and say, we will do whatever it takes, and the market goes right back up, and then Draghi comes out and says, well, we can't deliver what we said, we didn't quite mean it, and goes right back down. So all these traders are just getting chopped up in this chop of a trade.
Well, particularly the big macro guys that want to either be long or short, and they have a fixed mindset. Instead of trading the technical levels and waiting for your areas where you can define your risk one way or another to execute a trade, and then manage the trade and take some off at the next big level so you don't lose money, and put a break-even trailing stop in on the rest of your trade if you think it's going to go to the moon,
right?
Which it hasn't been.
Right.
Weird.
Yeah, so it's very sensible. And what I meant by asking that last question by being negative, people get just so emotional about trading. And you have to take the emotions out of this and look at it strictly from a business point of view. Does it make sense for you to put your hard-earned money at risk? What is the kind of return you're looking at? And if you are wrong, where do you get out? We're talking to Mr. David Israel. He's the chief market strategist for White Wave Trading Strategies. David, in the second element, you say, and I quote, no reason to leave 100% on, end of quote. What do you mean by leave 100% on? What do you mean by that?
Well, this goes to unit size and how big you trade. So what we like to do is, if we get 8 or 10% in a trade, we like to take at least 30 to 40% of it off, especially if it happens over a short time frame, say a day, a couple hours, two days, a week.
Right.
And then tighten up our risk so we don't really lose money and see if the market can move to the next price level. And this goes to a whole discussion of price action and can the trade really turn into something bigger.
Are you, David, a technical trader, or do you use all the fundamental stories that are out there?
Well, I call myself a pragmatic trader.
Okay, explain that.
In June, I was looking for a low in the grains.
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking in the JJG ETN as a way to.
Why were you looking for a low, by the way, David?
Pardon?
Why were you looking for a low in the grains? What was the reasoning behind that?
Well, part of it was cyclical.
Mm-hmm.
Part of it was, you usually get a summer rally.
Mm-hmm.
And two, the grains, there were a lot of fundamental reasons just on general food shortages for the next 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So there were fundamental reasons, but, as Ira Harris always said, you can have a fundamental idea, but if you don't have the technical area correct, you're going to lose a lot of money.
Right. And that's what happens to so many people. They have the right bigger picture, but they don't have the right technical analysis, and they end up losing a whole bunch of money getting out of the trade, and then it turns around, goes right back up, and they didn't make any money, ended up losing a lot of money.
Well, I posted that article on June 15th that grain ETF rallied 45%.
Wow, that was a great trade. We're talking to Mr. David Israel. He's the chief market strategist for White Wave Trading Strategies. David, let's go to element number three. You talked about three things in your paper. First was know when to take the money. Second was no reason to leave 100% on. And number three is, quote, do your technical homework, end of quote. Why is it important to do technical work? I mean, people say, well, my broker told me and it was a great, I should have bought it. He told me to buy it or sell it, or she told me to buy it and sell it. Or I saw it on CNBC, Cramer threw some stuff at the screen, so I had to go and buy it. Why do I have to do technical work?
Well, this is the only way in today's world, in my view, almost 38 years in the business, where you can really see visually and how to codify your risk. It's okay to say something's going to go to X price in X amount of years.
Right.
But do you want to sit through that and either have your money stagnant or lose money on it? So with technical analysis, you can codify your risk. You can pick a level where you can put money to work on your terms, know what your risk is, and if it's not working out, then you can go back to cash and wait for a better opportunity.
In your paper, you also said that we should all trade to make money, not be right. What do you mean by that?
Well, that goes to the point where right now you'll have people saying that the S&Ps belong at 1,500 or 1,600. You mm-hmm. have another group of people that think the S&Ps belong at somewhere under 1,200. Well, all the people that are taking positions are trying to be right.
Right.
And they're all wrong because they're not making any money.
That's
the bulls aren't making money and the bears aren't making money.
Right.
Because they're not trading the market. They're trading to be right. And right now you can't.
David, I think that's one thing that hits everything right on the head. You hear so many people pontificating on radio or TV why they're right, why the market is going to collapse, why the currency is not going to work, why the euro should go back, why we have too much debt, why we have the wrong Congress, and all of these reasons. And they're trading to be right. They want to be right more than they want to make money. And I think that speaks more for it. That being right is being different than making money. And you have to separate the two. And again, that's where you have to take the emotions away. Last question, David, before we run out of time. What is your short and long-term outlook for the markets right now?
Well, I think we're at the top end of the trading range in the S&Ps.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the value to buy the S&Ps is back under 1,200.
Under 1,200?
Under 1,200.
Okay.
I think the grains have topped near term, and mm-hmm. I think they have to digest for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think that trade's over with.
How about gold?
The gold's in an $80 trading range.
Okay.
It couldn't break out over 1645 earlier in the week,
right.
Last week into this week.
Right.
And it's right back in the middle of the range.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow is typically a very big day for the metals.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment numbers have significant
impact
ramifications for price action.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to get a big higher low tomorrow in the metals. And right now I'm neutral in metals because they're in the middle of the range.
David, you said something, S&P below 1,200. Won't you say that the S&P is in a trading range, 1,280 on the bottom, the 1,400 on the top, and until it breaks out one way or the other, we're also in a trading range rather than anything else in the S&P right now?
Well, it's still a big range.
Yeah.
And I think that as we get later in the year going into next year, I think there are considerable downside risks.
Right, right. But in the short term, you would say we're still in this trading range, 1,280 to 1,400.
Yeah, it's just a big trade.
Yeah.
And you have to trade the extremes of the range.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And every time you make 20 or 40 points in the S&Ps, if you don't take your money, 2 or 3 days later, it's evaporated.
It's gone, yeah. David, I want to thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule, being with us today, sharing your insights. And there are really some great insights being with us today. Thank you again.
Thank you.
That's Mr. David Israel, Chief Market Strategist for White Wave Trading Strategies. You know, the paper that I was talking about earlier, it is really nice. This is the top diary product that they have out there. It's really a two-page article that he puts out every day. And this is a great article that he put out, hitting more singles than home runs. No reason to leave 100% on. Do your technical homework. And then the paper that he talked about the grain trade and all of these other trades, all of the information, how to get it, is here. This paper is available. It's free. It's only 2 pages. Gives you some of the basics. Call right now. I'll send it to you. It's a great sort of primer. It really takes away. And what I like about more, the best thing that it says is that, there's so many people who are out there who want to be right. Who cares? What you want to do while you're investing is to make money. You can get into the politics and be right and all of that stuff. But you're not investing to be right. You're investing to make money. That's what you're trying to do. And so many of you out there are, and you hear all of these people that you agree with maybe politically, that you agree with me maybe on their financial ideas, but they are not making you any money. That's the problem. Get away from that and start figuring out how you're going to make money. Give me a call. I'll get this article out to you. Great article. It is free, and I think it'll be really worthwhile for you to read it. 1-800-388-9700. Also, all the information, how to get more information on on David's work. 1-800-388-9700. Stay tuned. You are listening to the Daily Edition of Market Wrap. I'm Mo Ansari. I'm going to take a short break. I'll come back, and we'll take a look at the technicals.